all here. We have the usual great cast of musicians and singers and dancers tonight, representing just about every aspect of the tradition, not just here in America, but also from Ireland. Great mixture of artists from various cities in America, and also some guest artists from Ireland. And it's going to be a great lineup altogether, and we have a traditional way of starting this concert that's evolved over the years. We start with one of the oldest and most venerable instruments in the whole tradition. In fact, an instrument that's symbolic of Ireland, the whole culture itself, the harp. It's been around since the earliest Celtic times in Ireland. And though it fell into disfavor in the culture after the system of patronage that sustained it disappeared with the onset of colonial power in the 17th and 18th century, it's now back at the center of the music again. And we'd like to welcome to open tonight's concert one of the great exponents of the harp in America, Carl Thompson from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Please make a welcome.
Fancy outfit. It's great to be here though. And so I bought this hat, and now we can all pretend I've got long red hair. This will make me a little bit more Irish, you know. I just hope I can play with it on and it doesn't get tangled up in the string. I'm going to play, I'm going to start off with a slow air. And actually, I'm going to play two slow airs because that's what I like to do best. And the first one is a real beautiful carolling tune. I don't know about this. I've never done this quite before. To find a nice place for it so it doesn't sort of... Anyway, it's a beautiful slow air. It's called Blind Mary. you. I'm going to play another Solaire, last Solaire, and I'm going to change key. This little harp has levers on this side over here, and it changes the notes by a half pitch, and so I'm going to slip into a different key, and I'm going to play a tune that I took off of a record that I got from Myron Redholtz one time after an Augusta workshop week in Washington, and it's a tune it was played by an accordion player, Tony McMahon. It's called Port Nabucca. That's a tune from the Blasket Islands. And I also want to say that I'm really pleased to be here. I think I've been here a lot of years, and it's just wonderful to be back here. And I want to say that I really appreciate all that the staff does for us. I even was offered the loan of a dress, but I just thought I couldn't wear somebody else's clothes. And I'm sitting so far to the ground that I thought something would surely go wrong. So that's what prompted me to buy the hat, you know, but at least it's mine. Okay. Port Nabucca it is then. Thank you.
Carl Thompson there. Well, three of the next four musicians that I'm going to introduce are making their very first appearance ever at Irish Week in Augusta. And they're playing instruments that came together for the first time in America, the banjo, the accordion, and the piano. And they came together in the dance halls of New York City, the sweaty dance halls of New York City, places like O'Donovan's Irish Ballroom, which stood where the New York Coliseum now stands, and upwards of 2,000 people would get together there on a Saturday night to dance. And about the only instruments that could handle playing for these dancers before there was sound reinforcement and air conditioning was the banjo and the accordion and the piano. So they became a major feature of Irish American music and featured very prominently in the old 78 recordings made in New York and in Camden, New Jersey in the 1920s and 1930s. So we have representatives of these instruments here tonight. There's John Williams making his first appearance here playing the concertina and accordion. And John is one of the great instrumentalists in Irish music, lives in Chicago, grew up there, spent a lot of time back in County Clare in the Doolin area where his father came from. He's going to be joined by Pauline Keneally, and she comes originally from Bedfordshire, not too far from London, one of the great banjo players in Irish music. She's currently also based in Chicago. They'll be accompanied on piano by Gabriel Donahue, who's a multi-instrumentalist. He comes from the New York area now, but he originally comes from County Sligo. And accompanying the three of those will be a stalwart of Irish Week for many years from the Washington, D.C. area, originally from New York on the Bower on, Jesse Winch. Please make them welcome.
We're a little bit nervous here, first time here and everything, so you'll have to bear with us a little bit. We'd like to begin with a couple jigs, and the first one is a tune I got from Pauline, from a wonderful flute player named Dermot Grogan from County Mayo, and we call it Dermot Grogan's, and the last tune, there's only two tunes here, and the final one is a Liz Carroll recently composed little single jig. So here we go. Thank you.
How's everybody feeling? Probably exhausted like myself. But we won't give in. All right. You know, a lot of our young men went to fight in the Spanish Civil War back in 1936.
They left all parts of Ireland. And there's many songs that have been written on the subject, but I thought I'd write just one more because there's a lovely Irish reel called the Salamanca, and I've always wondered about, you know, where the title came from and all that. But a lot of young Irishmen fought in the Spanish Civil War, so I thought, well, maybe there's a connection there. So I put this song together using the chord changes out of the reel, and Pauline and John are going to help me, and Jesse are going to help me out with this one. So here we go.
Underneath the Spanish moon, where the battle raged in fury, many a young man met his doom, a soldier of fortune, bound for glory. In the year of 35, full of youth and adventure, just another restless boy in history to leave my indenture. On the plains of Salamanca, I thought I heard a young man scream, God bless my home in Tipperary, that I never more will see. Those we fight, we do not hate, those we guard, we do not love. On both sides of this no man's land flows a stream of Irish blood. My younger brother crossed the tide. He landed down in Barcelona, signed up with the other side. They put a rifle on his shoulder, with every shudder of my gun, with every shadow moving toward me in the night, could an Irish mother's son be the target that is leveled in my sights. On the plains of Salamanca, I thought I heard a young man scream, I wish that I was back in Kerry, content to there to die I'd be. Those we fight, we do not hate, those we guard, we do not love. On both sides of this no man's land flows a stream of Irish blood. One, two, three, four. On the plains of Salamanca, we're on the plains of Salamanca.
Gabriel O'Donohue.
The adventure continues.
Jesse Wench, Pauline Keneally, Gabriel O'Donohue, I'm John Williams, and enjoy the evening.
Introduce John Williams as a concertina and an accordion player. You know, every time I meet him, he seems to be playing another instrument I didn't know about at world level. It's very annoying. It really is. It's becoming quite irritating, in fact. Well, we're going to have a little bit of a delay here while people move equipment around. And some announcements here. The Augusta store is open at intermission and after the concert for sales of recording by all these week's Irish instructors. And also this concert is being taped and selections will appear in the 1996 concert souvenir CD, and orders have been taken tonight at the Augusta store in the lobby. And I'm informed that the greenery here is courtesy of JoJo's Floral. I thought you'd want to know. Well, what can I say complimentary about the next singer from Dublin that I'm going to announce that hasn't already been said by himself over the years. And I'm speaking, of course, of the great one, Frank Hart, who's back for his the umpteenth time here at Augusta at the Irish Week. I should really tell you in all seriousness that Frank is the guru of Irish singers back in Ireland. And if you've been looking at recordings of Irish songs over the years, you know, singers like Paul Brady, singers like Andy Irvine and myself and a lot of other people, you'll see there in the sleeve notes, thanks to Frank Hart for this particular song and that particular song. And he's been responsible, I suppose, for introducing more great songs into the tradition than any other singer currently involved in the whole Irish singing scene. And the singing scene sort of takes a back seat in a way to the music scene because, well, there are more great musicians, I suppose, visible in Ireland now than at any other time, really, in the whole history of the culture. And all you need, as you well know, for a session to take place is some musicians and somewhere that's willing to accommodate them, and it doesn't matter if everybody in the place is talking. In fact, I think it's the signal for Irish people to talk once the first note of music starts. If you've ever been in the culture, you know what I'm talking about. But the singing requires attention. As a result, you'll find singers usually secreted in some disreputable room at the back of some equally disreputable pub, carrying on the singing tradition. And people like Frank Hart have been responsible for nurturing this tradition over the years. And everywhere you go, it's kind of hard to find them, but they'll be there singing the old songs and singing a lot of new songs as well. So it's my great pleasure to announce him back in Augusta. I think this is the ninth year in a row that he's back in Augusta. Please make welcome from Dublin.
Within our tradition, and due to their history, and particularly the history of the famine that caused so much immigration to America, there's a section of Irish songs which are an integral part of our tradition, but which didn't originate on the island of Ireland, but over here in America. And they are just as much a part of our heritage as are the songs that originated on the island itself. And so I sing a couple of these. The first one is the song of the Irishman who fought in the American Civil War in the fight in 69, or it was known as Maher's Brigade by the Irish. The problem of keys, you already know. And those of you that don't know, don't be surprised when the keys change at random or whatever. The night before battle and all through the camp, the soldiers lay close in their quarters. They were thinking, no doubt, of their loved ones at home. Oh, of their mothers, wives, sweethearts, and daughters. Wrong key in that one. 'Twas the night before battle, and all through the camp the soldiers lay close in their quarters. They were thinking, no doubt, of their loved ones at home, of their mothers, wives, sweethearts, and daughters far away in the camps. Ah, God, I'll have to stop that, Kate. All good. I'll sing the second song first, and I'll come back to that one. This one also originated on America. And it spoke of the Irishman who made it politically. The big difference between the Irish in America and the Irish in England is that they were allowed to succeed politically, whereas in England, they never did get beyond the political barrier. Well, I've lately wandered over here to look for my Uncle Dan. He left the town of Galway in the year of 51. Where he's gone to, I don't know. I've searched his country high and low, but back to Galway I can't go without me Uncle Dan. So have you seen me Uncle Dan McCann? Oh, typical bit of a Galway man. Came out to the USA in the year of 51. If any Dell neighbours living here have seen or heard of him anywhere, you'd oblige me if you'd help me find me Uncle Dan McCann. Now let me tell you about me Uncle Dan. By God, he was a mighty man. Swam the River Liffey twice a day. He could run 3 rounds of the Phoenix Park, sing or dance just like a lark. But he wasn't afraid to go home in the dark, me Uncle Dan McCann. So have you seen me Uncle Dan McCann? Oh, typical bit of a Galway man. Came out to the USA in the year of 51. If any Dell neighbours living here have seen or heard of him anywhere, you'd oblige me if you'd help me find me Uncle Dan McCann. Well, I found me Uncle Dan McCann, oh, very prosperous Yankee man, holds a seat in Congress and he's leader of his clan. Well, he helped to fight America's wars, but his heart and soul is in Ireland's cause. And God help the man that opens his jaws to me Uncle Dan McCann. So here's to me Uncle Dan McCann, typical bit of a Galway man, fought all through the Civil War in the year of 61. He was supple and limber in every joint, he wasn't afraid of the bayonet's point. He belonged to the fight in 69, to me Uncle Dan McCann. So have you seen me Uncle Dan McCann? Typical bit of a Galway man, came out to the USA in the year of 51. If any Dell neighbours living here have seen or heard of him anywhere, you'd oblige me if you'd help me find me Uncle Dan McCann. Here we go again. It heightens the tension, doesn't it? You know, will he make it this time or will he not? Will he hit the right key? Who knows? Really, I haven't a notion when you get up here. The trouble, as I say, with singing unaccompanied is that you don't know whether you're in the right key till you hit the highest note of the song, and then it's too late. Was the night, we'll get low enough and then maybe we'll change it up later. Could be here, it could be here for a long time. Was the night before. I think I'll go through the first. Twas the night before battling on. Daughter, far away in the camp. played a song you were singing, okay, it was on the bed, hang of the speakers, was the night before battle and all to the camp, that's wrong. Was the night before battle and all to the camp, the soldiers lay close in their quarters. They were thinking, no doubt, of their loved ones at home, of their mothers, wives, sweethearts, and daughters. With a pipe in his hand sat a dancing young blade, and the song he was singing out gaily, it was honest Pat Murphy of the Irish Brigade, and he sang of the land of Shillelagh. Says Pat to his comrades, it's a shame for to see brothers fighting in such a strange manner, but I'll fight till I die if I shouldn't be killed for America's bright starry banner. If it was only John Bull that was there to do for, sure I'd rush into battle quite gaily, and I'd lather away with a heart and a half with my elegant sprig of shillelagh. Well, morning soon dawned, and then Patty did go on the rebels to have satisfaction. The drummer was baiting the devil's tattoo. He was calling the troops into action, and the Irish brigade in the battle was seen, and their blood for the cause shedding freely, as with bayonet charges they dashed on the foe, with a shout for the land of Shillelagh. The battle was over, the dead lay in heaps, Pat Murphy lay bleeding and gory. A hole through his head from a rifleman's shot had put an end to his passion for glory. No more in the camp will his laughter be heard, or the song that he sung out so gaily. Like a hero he died for the land of the free, far away from his land of Shillelagh. Now surely Columbia will never forget, while honor and fame hold communion, how bravely those noble Irishmen fought in defense of the flag of the Union. And if ever old Ireland for freedom should fight, a helping hand we will offer it gaily, and the stars and the stripes will be seen alongside the green flag of the land of Shillelagh. But no more in the camp will his laughter be heard, or the song that he sung out so gaily, for honest Pat Murphy of the Irish Brigade, he died far from his land of Shillelagh. Sometimes it's panic. I wanted Mick to come out to accompany me earlier on, but he wouldn't, because